In the dark, I play my dreams. Purple culture flows like sweet streams. I'm the daddy with the know-how seed. Creating the world like it's meant to be. Purple culture, biography, I'm the king. Black and love in everything. Bring a change, making it last.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to episode 334 of the Permaculture Pimpcast, where PIMP stands for Permaculture is My Passion. The only PIMPcast on planet Earth where we discuss permaculture, preparedness, and practical living.
Permaculture PIMP with soulful grace in the PIMPcast where we find a place.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is one of those things where we're not going to necessarily talk about permaculture, but we're going to be talking about maybe prostitutes and politicians, pundits, you name all those things, because I got a guest on tonight that is backed by popular demand, especially my demand. She's a friend of mine. And folks, I'm going to forego all of the things that I normally do in terms of my advertisers. So you guys are just going to have to chill. Because I want to spend as much time with my guests as I possibly can. Look, folks, everybody and their great-grandmother, it seems as of late, at least in this audience, I've basically run out everybody who's not on board. When I say I run them out, they've kind of self-pruned, if you know what I mean. People that are, look, it's either get loose or get lost around here. Either people are tuning in and finding out what's actually going on, or they're like, oh my goodness, I don't even want to believe this stuff. You know, it's not really happening, or whatever the case may be. Look, right now, everybody is covered up. And I'm seeing people who ordinarily, who used to call me a conspiracy nut, whenever I would talk about, I mean, for years now, talking about the stuff they're spraying in the skies, people that would call me a nut are now coming on board. And other people are either going deeper into the rabbit hole or in Plato's cave, as I like to call it. Well, Ann Vandersteel is down in Florida right now, and they passed that law down there. You know, the state law, just like Tennessee did. And lo and behold, all of the chemtrails are gone. Or maybe not. We're going to find out, because my friend Ann is coming on right now to lay it down and let us know exactly how it's going. How you doing, Ann?
Soggy. Soggy, Billy. It's really wet down here in Florida. We haven't seen the sun in days. I mean, it peaked out a little bit yesterday, but no, they haven't stopped. They've turned it up. They're giving us the middle finger, just like they did to Tennessee. They gave Tennessee the big middle finger. They're spraying more than ever, and they're spraying more than ever where you live. I mean, this is a nonstop assault on us. And, you know, I've grown up down in Florida, and I can tell you our weather has been jacked for the last few years. To the point where you look outside and you see all this rain, you think, oh, this grass would be so green. You know, when the sun comes out, usually after a big rain, you can watch the grass literally turn dark green in a matter of minutes. It's yellow. Our grass is yellow. My fruit plants this year, like my tomatoes and stuff, the plants are growing, but they're not spitting out the fruit like they normally do. Now, I will say this, I have a tower garden in addition to my plants that are growing in the soil. That tower garden is doing really well, but the stuff in the soil is not. It just isn't.
Well, so, I got some solutions for you, and I'm going to mail them down to you. Maybe you and Dr. Jane, we can get you all squared away, because we're right on the edge of announcing to the whole world how teaming up with Dr. Will and Pat Miletich and applying some of the stuff that I make here, how we've actually found a way. Now, it's not doing anything for the human body necessarily, but for your plants and your trees and stuff like that, we do have solutions that work. But like you, you know, here I am, broken and sweaty, dreaming about revolution, looking at my machete. as a ghetto philosopher once put it, I mean, that's really where we are right now. So yeah. I'm guessing this, let me just back up a little bit. When they did this in Tennessee, because I border Tennessee, I'm 9 miles away from Tennessee. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, okay, wow, they passed this over there. And all of a sudden here in Western North Carolina, being so close, maybe I'll be the beneficiary of some of the not spraying that they're going to be doing. If anything, and I'm not saying this is a political thing per se, I think it's not a left or a right thing. It's not red state, blue state. It's the state against us. Honestly, if anything, I don't know what your observation is, but here in Western North Carolina, it's about 10 times worse since Trump got into office than it's been in my entire life.
Yeah.
And so you're so I mean, here we are, what, a day into this new thing, and you're telling me that they're still spraying like they normally do?
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing has changed. Honestly, Billy, nothing has changed. But I think what we're finally waking up to is that agency government is basically running amok. They're doing whatever it is the hell they want to do, and they don't care about what the state sovereignty, they don't care about the 10th Amendment. They don't care what the people in the states want, and they certainly don't care what Trump wants. They are going to go ahead and do what they want to do. And that is what, you know, we've got to come to terms with. I talked about this last weekend, how, you know, these titles, these codes, these all need to be repealed because they back all of these corrupt, unconstitutional agencies. And that is where they're, quote, getting their power from. But it's because we acquiesce and we don't understand that Title 50, giving the DOD the ability to do this. And there's numerous other titles. I pulled them all up today. Title 42, Title 10, Title 15, Title 7. There's executive orders. Those things aren't, they're repugnant to the Constitution because they're getting in the way of our pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. You know, we are miserable and we're being poisoned and exterminated like rats down here and cockroaches. And they don't care. These Indigo pilots don't care. Jane Ruby's, you know, been speaking to some, you know, getting some intel from Indigo pilots, and they don't care. They simply don't care because they don't have families. They don't have any future. They're just taking the money, living the high life, and spraying us like roaches. So until we come to terms with this rogue agency government that has nothing to do with the Constitution, needs to literally be obliterated. And Trump already shut down the Department of Education. So he has executive action power to do it. He's just going to have to fire millions of people. It's that simple. Let them go figure out how to get jobs like the rest of us out here in working America.
Well, talk to me about this Title 50 and some of the other things, because most folks are thinking, okay, well, Florida created a ban, you know, no spraying junk over the state, and they're still doing it. So what exactly is this Title 42 and the 50 and all the others?
Sure.
I mean, what does that mean to John Q. Citizen out on the street?
So, and I want to give, you know, shout outs and credit to Dr. Jane, because she's the one who basically alerted this to me. And I started digging after she and I spoke, and Sasha, or Catherine Watt as well, has also talked about this. A good friend of Dr. Ruby's, incredible legal mind, I might add. But when it comes to the federal legal authority, Title 50 and emergency powers is what the DOD is actually using. And I'm going to read this straight out from them. Title 50, subsections 1520 and 1521 authorizes open air testing of biological and chemical agents for national defense. And again, this is all under the guise of a national emergency, of which we're under over 40 national emergencies right now. There's so many, we've lost count. Congressional notification required, but no public or state consent. So they can like just put it in a footnote somewhere, but they don't have to go to us and go, hey, is it okay if we exterminate you guys and spray the hell out of your sky state? Nope, not necessary. There is a loophole. The president may classify programs as, quote, national security or weapons research, allowing these, quote, secret operations. Now, I don't believe President Trump wants to have his state sprayed. I certainly don't want to believe that he would want his family sprayed. But again, there are so many black ops, dark budget things that are going on in the government that the president has zero knowledge of, because they can just go ahead and do it. And they are, they're doing it without his consent. So the emergency powers that enable this are the National Emergencies Act, 50 USC 1601, the Defense Production Act. And I talked about that in my documentary that I filmed up in your neck of the woods on, I know, her Ground Zero, Hurricane Helene, what went on up there, the DPAA, Defense Production Act, has been all up in y'all's business about those mines. Don't kid yourself. The Stafford Act, Executive Orders 13603, 12148. And under these frameworks, the federal government can override state law. Hello? That's repugnant to the Constitution. Mm-hmm. When an executive order goes against the 10th Amendment, that shouldn't even be admissible. I mean, the states need to stand up and go, F you, to whoever is signing these orders, whether it's Trump or whomever. They need to say, F you, to the Department of Defense, and they need to challenge this in court. Yet the states aren't doing it. So we're going to talk about a solution to that here, that, you know, we've been talking about kicking around Maureen Steele, my co-founder of American Made. Some brilliant legal minds are coming together and talking about how we can get around this. And we think we have a solution that we're going to put into action here. But also under these frameworks, the federal government can deploy military or contract programs using HAARP, other atmospheric experiments, and they can also classify health and environmental impacts as a need to know, kind of like what they did with COVID, right? They knew this stuff was happening in Wuhan, although there's now evidence that it wasn't even COVID, it was malaria. And they just created the narrative, right? And they weaponized it. And the real bioweapon was the shots. So, because remember, flu disappeared during that time period.
What about that?
Shocking, right? So all these people getting sick, but they weaponized the shots. So again, there's a lot to unpack here, but they are using their own U.S. codes, which have now circumvented our Constitution, the protections we have against tyranny and a government that would want to exterminate us. They're using codes and nobody's challenging this. We're just swallowing it whole like we swallowed COVID. It's complete BS, Billy. Total BS.
Yeah, well, in the chat here right now, it's like everybody out there is like, yep, we're getting poisoned. We're getting poisoned and we're talking all over the country. I get emails all the time. For some reason, everybody sends me emails of their skies. I'm seeing it all over Twitter and it's not moving the needle one bit. Now, I don't know. I mean, I'm just curious in your area because here in Western North Carolina, I mean, I'm a little too close to Asheville. So, you know, I was literally panhandling on the street the other day. I literally did. I did it on my YouTube channel just to, and I wanted to do it on Juneteenth. I was holding up a sign that says, you know, end your white guilt for 1995 or whatever like that. And I literally did this and inside of 15 minutes made like almost $80. So there's no chance of waking up anybody around here. But I'm just curious, in your neck of the woods down there, I'm sure down in Florida, people would have laughed and just kept on driving or anything. And I was also wearing a shirt, forgive the language, but I'm going to keep it real. I was wearing a shirt that says, we all niggas now, because we are. And the fact of it is, they don't care. They don't care what the color of your skin is. We are all on the plantation right now. But I'm just curious.
For real.
In Florida, what's the reaction of the people around there? I mean, are they demonstrating a little more gray matter than we have here in Western North Carolina?
Well, in certain parts of Florida, they are. But listen, this is a topic of conversation. I go out and do 7 miles in my neighborhood every morning. And one morning I was coming home with my dog Vegas and I saw this woman was driving towards me and she stopped. And I thought she was old lady. I thought, oh, she's going to want to say, oh, your dog's so cute or whatever. She gets out of her car, doesn't even really acknowledge me. She looked at me, but she was so focused on what she was doing. She took her camera and she pressed play or pressed video record. And she started filming the skies. And yeah, there was a bunch of chemtrails up there and I was looking at them too. And I think I had just done a live on it or something. And I looked at her, I go, are you shooting the chemtrails? She goes, yeah. She goes, can you believe how, and this is like an 80-year-old lady. She goes, can you believe how bad this is? I said, I'm so glad that you've noticed this. She goes, I can't believe it. She goes, I am furious. I'm sending this all over the country. I'm sending this to my congressman, my senator. I go, go. I go, because we need to stop this. Is that, they're going to try and get, ban this with a bill. This is like 4 or 5 months ago. I said, they're going to, pass a bill, hopefully, but it's not going to stop because the federal government is ignoring the state bans and they're just overriding our 10th Amendment rights to sovereignty. They're just blowing us clean off. So, there's gray matter, Billy, but again, the gray matter hasn't assembled and coalesced down here into meaningful purpose to actually go to Tallahassee and say, we got to be smarter than just a state ban, because if we look to what happened in Tennessee, it didn't stop them from doing this. It's just basically, as Jane says, it's a feel-good move, but it ain't getting the job done.
Is there any chance that DeSantis will, he's a governor of one of those states that if he says anything, it'll get national headlines. Is there any chance he may say, hold on, we passed this law, what's going on? I mean, he should already.
I actually think he may be a governor to actually stick his head up and say something about it. But I tell you what, I'm working with some good people down here. I'm going to give shout outs to Scott and Jill Kiley. They're the folks that passed the Bill of Rights Sanctuary County in Collier County, which is home to Naples, Florida. Wonderful Stand for Health Freedom folks. Really good. I encourage people to go to standforhealthfreedom.org. Check out their website. They're amazing people, what they've managed to do. And they're real community organizers of the good variety, not the garden variety coming out of Chicago, if you catch my drift. But these folks and I are tight. We talk all the time. And we were talking about this very issue. And Maureen Steele, my co-founder at American Made, I believe you met her. Mm-hmm. She and I talked about, and credit to her, on creating a public trust for the air above Florida. I mean, air all the way to space above Florida, where the state of Florida has it in a public trust that if you violate our airspace, with the exception of commercial airliners that are not polluting our skies, and you do any geoengineering, like you sprinkle it down from space or you try to blow it in from the Gulf, but that stuff comes across our skies. Doesn't matter where it comes from. You're violating our space, our airspace, our sanctuary. We believe we're going to create this and, you know, deliver this to the governor to say, hey, you know, we want to go ahead and create this trust and protect our state. But I think the smarter thing to do would be to get the state out of this corporate doctrine and restore that republic, which if I don't know if you know this, but Doc Pete Chambers is running for governor of Texas. You know, Doc Pete?
Wow.
Yep. Yep. He had a soft announcement this past weekend at Thrive 25 down here in West Palm Beach at the hotel. Big, great group of Patriots got together and he made sort of a soft announcement, but he's going for it. And I think this cat's going to win because he's got public appeal across the board. And he's talking about no property taxes, arresting Fauci, returning Texas to restoring the Republic of Texas. And these are the kinds of conversations people are having at the dinner table. So if you can create that public trust doctrine for your state and create the airspace over us, no matter where that crap comes from, we go right for your throat. But again, it requires the state to stand up and sue the federal government for what they're doing to us. And I think we need to start with that now, to be honest.
Man, I tell you what, that you just made my day. Doc Pete's about as good as they get. And yeah. Folks, if you don't know who that is, check out Doc Pete Chambers. I'm telling you, the guy is the real deal, former Green Beret. The guy has a storied past that you, I mean, honestly, you could write a book on this stuff. There is no way, if we have any legitimate elections at all, there is no way he doesn't get elected. No way.
Right. Yeah, if you go to docpetechambers.org, that's his website, by the way, just to give him some shouts out. But he is freaking phenomenal. He's a 39-year Green Beret flight surgeon, most recently deployed on the border. He was two-time vax-injured Moderna shot recipient, giving informed consent and let go, relieved of duty by a two-star when he told him that he wasn't going to stop giving his men on the border informed consent about the jabs. And Pete nearly lost his life, but battled back and he's doing better than ever. And, in the absence of leadership, true leaders lead. That is his motto. And truly, he is a leader, but he's also a Christian. He's fantastic. So,
yeah. Boy, that is, wow. Good night, man. I wish we can get one of those in North Carolina. Maybe I might have to run. Who knows? But I'll tell you what. I mean, if Pete's going to run, I'm going to do everything I possibly can to help him out. But,
amen.
You know, back to Florida. So, Let me kind of switch gears a little bit here, because here in Western North Carolina, one of the phenomenons, and when I was texting you the other day, I was telling you about for some reason, it seems mostly women around here. One of the effects that we suspect, and it's not only from the information I've gotten from Dane Wigington, but also Ariana Masters, to a lesser degree, Mellow Cat. She was the one that caught those pilots. I've had the opportunity to speak to all of them. One of the things that has happened around here ever since that hurricane and the nonstop spraying, which, by the way, after that hurricane, we went 30 solid days with the bluest blue skies you've ever seen in your life. And then all of a sudden it came back with a vengeance as far as the spraying. But one of the things that a lot of folks are going through right now is they've lost sense of taste and smell. Any crazy things like that going on around where you are?
Wow. Sense of taste and smell. I haven't necessarily heard that, but what I am hearing is people are tired. They're lethargic. Mm-hmm. The brain fog is nonstop. I mean, I hear it from all of my friends, you know, and everybody's like, God, I just can't remember. They're like coming up for a short, you know, loss for words, name recollection, all that kind of stuff. I suffer from it, but I'll go out every day and I breathe, you know, I'm moving for 7 miles every day. So I'm sucking that stuff in. I should probably go and buy one of those scary looking, you know, masks that Michael Yon is always telling me to get. They're like $300. But I know I would look like I'm, you know, surviving some kind of chemical assault or bioweapon attack. It freaked my neighbors out. But I do breathe this stuff in. And I'm living this massive detox diet where I'm constantly using supplements to detox. So I'm, you know, trying to mitigate the damage to the noodle up here. But those are the symptoms I'm hearing more about. I did hear for a while some crazy rashes going on. I had a little bit of a rash. My husband got covered in it. My girlfriend's daughter had it. My granddaughter had it. But, you know, treating it with ivermectin cleared up. So there you go. I don't know what to say about that.
Well, yeah, there's definitely, we got the brain fog thing going on over here, but you don't know necessarily this close to Asheville if it's a function of taking that jab or whether it's, you know, it could be any number of things. But I mean,
right.
let's not forget, you know, the last thing that Julian Assange posted out there before they came and wrapped him up was talking about this mysterious, this magic dust that it called it, because they're putting nanobots and everything else in here, which brings me to another one of your neighbors down there, Dr. Jane Ruby. She had collected some of this stuff out there for the people that are thinking this isn't happening, or, oh, it's just, you know, coming through the exhaust, which, you know, talking to Dane Wigington and some of the other people out there, I realized that this whole thing that RFK Jr. came up with where, oh, we think it's in the fuel. No, this stuff wouldn't survive the engine. In fact, it would gum up the engine. So that's absurd. You know, regarding some of the other, some of the results with some of the testing out there, I mean, have you heard any more about what has come out from the stuff that Jane Ruby collected?
Other than, in fact, we talked about it yesterday. I was at her house the day that she decided to roll that. So Jane is growing a bunch of stuff where we love to experiment. We are always sharing ideas with one another. We live fairly close to each other as well. And she was showing me on the plastic tarps over her plants and garden that there was this odd film. And I said, you know, let's send this to Mike Adams. So we texted Mike. He said, send it. So she rolled the whole tarp up. And originally I was like, maybe we can scrape some stuff onto a slide and prep some slides. And she sent the whole tarp, which was great. What I understand from Mike and what his ISO lab uncovered is that the stuff that he's seeing, in addition to some weird looking, maybe biological things, was it's the same chemicals that we're seeing that has been widely reported, the barium, the aluminum, the strontium, chromium, and God knows what else. I can't remember all of them, but it's the same chemicals that are being reported is what Mike was finding in his lab. So clearly we're all getting sprayed. And like I said, I don't know if I said this, but last year our garden up and died, and it wasn't just ours. Everybody in the neighborhood's garden, literally in like a 2-day period, wow, all of our stuff died. And of course my husband and I thought, well, shit, maybe we don't. And he's a farmer. It's like, but did you just screw something up there, buddy? And we were at the neighbor's house and it came out in a conversation. I go, your garden died too? And they're like, yeah, in like 2 days. I go, when was that? And we, you know, synchronized calendars, and lo and behold, both of our gardens died at the same time. So I started going around talking to the neighbors, same story. So whatever it is they're doing is designed to make sure we don't have sustainable food. And, you know, fortunately for us, we're on well water, so I'm not getting the fluoride, although fluoride was removed thanks to the Kylies out of the state of Florida water municipal systems, which is great news. But I do have reverse osmosis and all this other stuff. But in the meantime, like I said, my garden is producing, just not at the quality and quantity that it should be versus what I have in a tower garden, which is somewhat protected from the sky and the elements coming out of the air. So we'll see. We'll see, Billy. I don't know.
So where do you, I mean, man, I don't know if this is something you want to get into right now, but let's say this doesn't continue. Or let's say it does continue. Let's say you get no justice and this needle doesn't move in a positive way, because judging by what I've seen so far, it just seems like the more we complain, the more they double down. Are you looking at any option Bs or something, or is there... Are you aware of any place in the United States of Amnesia where they're not doing this?
No, I don't know of any state they're not doing this. I have not heard of one state where this is not happening.
Hmm.
So unfortunately, I don't think this is something that you can, if you're going to want to stay in the United States, I don't think you can, there's nowhere to run and hide, put it that way. I think they kind of go through cycles maybe in Florida. To me, it seems like part of the cycle is, of course, because they always say, oh, this is going to be a terrible hurricane year. So it seems to me they're really heating the atmosphere. On the days before it, I mean, I wish I could take you outside and show you what it looks like. It's just so bizarre. It's these long gray cylindrical clouds, and every day they kind of just materialize. It's not like they roll in. They're coming in like a cylinder sideways. It's bizarre. This morning I woke up and went to bed early last night, got up at 4, which is a little earlier than I normally do, but I was sitting facing east and I like to watch the sun come up. I could see the thunderstorms coming in off the ocean from the east, which is unusual for this time of the year, because usually they come out of the west, right? That they roll in out of the west. So it was a little bit bizarre to see that. And then, of course, the sky never really got blue. It just kind of, there was a haze all day, and then these clouds kept forming. And it's not like we have some system that's in the Gulf that's producing this. It's just sort of like right here over Florida, which, again, is not normal. These things usually come out of the Gulf, or it's a hurricane coming out of the Atlantic. No, it's just this stuff that's materializing right here over our state, and there is no reason for it. Afternoon pop-up storms, absolutely. Lake Okeechobee affect pop-up storms, and we live due east of Okeechobee. Those are all normal things. What is happening right now is just not normal. So where do you go? Brother, I guess you got to leave the country if you really want to get away from this, or you stay and fight, and you give everything you can, like I said, creating a trust and suing the crap out of the federal government. But I think it's going to take multiple states to take the same tact and just say, we have to go on the offense. We can't sit here and say, oh, they passed a ban or they're not going to spray. They're giving us the middle fingers. They don't care.
What about appealing to somebody? And this is something of a rhetorical question, because I asked I also asked Dr. Brian Artis the very same thing. I'm like, well, where is RFK Jr. on this? I know you're well connected. Do you have any word on any of that?
Well, interesting you should bring that up, because I was talking about that with a pilot just the other day. This is somebody who's a captain at American Airlines, been there a long time. And RFK, as you know, is lamenting that the chemtrails are coming from additives in jet fuel. And when I heard that, I was like, interesting. I wonder if the pilots don't realize that they're spraying this stuff. So I asked my good trusty pilot friend, who's an accomplished captain, and he just scoffed. He said, first of all, he had a few words for Bobby, and I'm not going to repeat them. They were expletives. Second of all, he said, there is no way you can add additives that would create barium, aluminum, and all these metals that are being spewed from the jet fuel without killing the engine. The engine just isn't going to work. Exactly. And there was another point he said, what was it? It was about the additives. He said, lastly, he goes, anything that's coming out of a plane, he goes, trust me, I'm a pilot. I have to do the walkarounds. My first officer does the walkarounds. If there was anything additional added to my plane, I would know it. He goes, that simply is not true. He goes, so there's no way that commercial planes are doing this. He goes, and let alone military planes. He goes, just merely on the premise, the engines aren't going to work. He goes, so that's BS. This is coming directly out of special planes with special nozzles, and they have special tanks. It is not additives in the fuel. So why Bobby would say that either is because he was misinformed, or, and this is what he said, don't shoot the messenger. He said, or he is intentionally misdirecting, because they don't have any intention of dealing with this. Perhaps maybe there's a sort of Damocles over them and they can't deal with it. I mean, again, how stupid do you think these people are that are running our country? Are they really that blind to some of the stuff that's going on, the control that's being exercised through all these agencies? How do they not know that, you know, the central banks are the all wars are bankers' wars? How do they not know that the Department of Justice or Department of Defense is running all over us with this chemtrail stuff? How do they not know this? And if it is additives, what are they doing about it? We know that's not true, but I don't see any action for what they're doing about it. So again, it's like they say these things to make us feel like they're on top of it, but nothing changes. That's my bone of contention.
Yeah, Dane Wigington, I was on the phone with him. This is true story. I was on the phone with him probably a month and a half before not only RFK Jr., but all the others out there started walking in lockstep. All of a sudden, you hear Alex Jones, you hear RFK Jr. and a number of others out there, very noted people, well-known people, and they're all saying, Dane told me this a month and a half probably before. He said, watch, they're going to start saying that it's in the fuel. He said, we've already done the work. We already know that it would gum up. I asked, it's funny, you know an airline pilot. Well, at that same event that you and I were at, there was a guy who was a former Harrier jump jet pilot and also an American airline pilot, said the very same thing, that, you know, it's not in the fuel. And in fact, another person pointed out, well, these planes fly the same routes generally every single day. So if it's coming from the fuel, I would see the same chemtrails in the same spots every single day.
Right.
And you don't. And what pilot is going to be doing zigzags in the sky?
Yeah.
I mean, just doesn't happen. But you know,
maybe I got a Spirit pilot. No, I'm just kidding. I don't want to sack Spirit Airlines.
No, hey, you never know these days. But I mean, the excuses they give us are just patently absurd. So somebody went out there and said, "Hey, you know, go ahead and put this out there." But you know, somebody's asking. Well, speaking of which, somebody's asking in the chat. You know, are you aware of President Trump on this? And the reason I want to relay this to you, because the day he landed in North Carolina, it was in winter. It was one of those seriously heavy chemtrail days. And while he was speaking, it was absolutely horrendous. Now, I got to ask you, obviously somebody's asking the question, is Trump aware of this? Do you know of anybody that knows or has his ear, or what can you tell us on this?
I don't know what his level of awareness is, but I do know somebody. I'm going to ask him to ask him. I'll leave it at that. I do know somebody that I can say, "Hey, is there any way you can ask this question to find out?" And I've drafted a trust strategy here, and I'm turning it over to our attorneys at American Made Action to say, "Hey, can you polish this up into a real trust document, and then we'll follow it up with a lawsuit." But we got to get a trust document. And I'm going to suggest that this individual, on the pretext of reading this, have this conversation with the president and go, you know, honestly, what are you going to do? But to your point, I was there that day President Trump was there. I wasn't at the press conference, but I know the day you were talking about. And I remember that because where I was staying, I'd wake up in the morning, I'd look out and I go, holy crap, it was a beautiful blue day, skies. And then just boom, boom, boom. And it was done. And I think to myself, think about that. You've got, usually when a president is on the ground and he's got Air Force One there, they close the airspace. How in the hell do you get planes flying in the airspace when Air Force One is on the ground?
I'd like to know that myself. I mean, that's about as mic drop as it gets.
I mean, hello. So this is what I'm talking about. The Department of Defense and their black budget stuff they've got going on. It is just insane. The level of criminality. Our government is such a corrupt, racketeering, influenced criminal organization. And then you network them worldwide. This is a worldwide RICO. It's ba-boom. I mean, this is how evil this whole empire is. It's not just us. We just have the most money and we're the biggest consumers and we're the biggest debt slaves that fund this gallo that we're basically, you know, building for the rest of the world to step up on the plank and put their head in the noose. It's unbelievable how disgusting this is. And just the criminal minds behind it, and the fact that the Americans are the sheep walking right onto the train, it blows my mind that people just don't. I mean, if you can't look up in the sky and go, "That's just messed up, man." Every day, and now I'm hearing my neighbors talk about it. Maybe I should do a little research and figure out what in the actual hell is going on. Like, if people have that level of apathy, they don't care. I got to tell you, Billy, I don't know what to do. You know, I know 3% were the ones that fought for the Revolutionary War, and it may take that 3% again. But man, how many times does the Tree of Liberty have to actually, or how many times do patriots have to spill blood for the Tree of Liberty? I don't know. Or refresh the Tree of Liberty with patriot blood. I don't know. It's just, I feel like we're getting to that point again. It's insanity because they're just killing us.
Well, I just don't see anybody waking up until we're at the point of starvation. I mean, history proves that, you know, when you have a society this decadent, as long as, I mean, you only really need three things. Ever since Alexander the Great, they knew that all you needed was food, entertainment, and a reasonable expectation of security. If you can maintain those things, even in the welfare system, you know, they make it just comfortable enough that you don't want to get out of it. You know, it's just enough to keep you from being motivated enough to get off of it in most cases. But, you know, I can't help but wonder, when we're talking about Trump, we tend to think that the president is the highest echelon, but you sent me an interview the other day with Catherine Austin Fitz with.
How about that?
Well, no, I'd listened to it, part of it. And then I was like, well, if you sent it to me, it's got to be pretty important. So let me go ahead and check out the whole thing, because I'd only seen the highlights. She referenced, like, and, you know, she was referencing Richard Dolan, and he's basically coined the phrase breakaway civilization. And you can't help but wonder if some of this stuff is being done through that. Now,
believe me, I've had the same thoughts. I mean, that interview, when you listen to it in its entirety, is absolutely mind-blowing. You know, two things that I took away. One was, she's a happy warrior. meaning she's just, you know, despite everything she knows, listen, this woman worked deep in the bowels of the government. She was part of the central banking system. She, you know, they wanted her to be part of the Council on Foreign Relations. They offered her a seat on the CFR. I don't know how, that's about one of the most demonic organizations you can be affiliated with. And she said, no, thanks. And the guy was like, what? No, thank you. Like, you know, Catherine, we're only going to offer this once. If you say no, you're out. And she's like, no, I'm good. I'm good. I'd rather be up here than down there. So we're good. And, you know, but when you listen to this whole thing, and Tucker was blown away. I mean, Tucker was absolutely blown away in this interview. And he referenced how his good friend said, you've got to interview this lady. You've got to interview this lady. And so he did. And he even said in the interview, you know, the stuff you're telling me, Catherine, as I read your resume, it blows me away, because the stuff you're telling, talking about deep underground military bases, that there's, you know, I think he referenced like almost 1,000 of them that they counted up or something like that. But to your point, is what they're doing in preparation for this transformational, you know, transhumanism? Is it in preparation for somebody else? Are they building these bases and lifestyles and tunnels to connect for the elite below the earth because they expect some horrific event either coming from out of space, or is it going to be a pole shift or a nuclear war, whatever it is, some massive planetary catastrophe that they're preparing for? And we don't know what the hell's going on. But she would know that $21 trillion has gone missing from our budget. Where in the actual heck did it go?
$21 trillion,
and that's been missing for, you know, decades now. It's gone missing over a period of decades. But they've been building these underground military bases, and they have tunnels and transportation systems that connect all over the world underground. So, again, do you know this? Tucker even admitted to the fact that he found out through one of his contractor buddies that the White House has an exit on Constitution Avenue, and it's disguised as a transformer box. But that's where you can actually exit the White House. And Tucker's like, yeah, I lived there my whole life. I didn't know this. So I know some people in the chat probably know some of this, or maybe they know all of it, or they've seen the interview. I don't know. I used to interview people like Gene Decode and Kirsten Weldon years ago. And when they would tell me this stuff, you know, eight years ago, I was like, these people are a little loopy. You know, I don't know if I buy all this. But then you listen to Catherine Austin Fitz, and she starts to put numbers to it and names to it. And more information to it. And you're like, oh, Jesus, you know, this is the next level demon type stuff.
Well, that's exactly, she didn't really discuss it, but I have heard her. I'm a big fan of the Solari Report and Catherine. Yeah. I hadn't gotten around to listening to that, but I can't help but wonder if, to a certain extent, if these streaks and all the other things they're dropping in the sky aren't a piece. Because she didn't really discuss it in the interview, but I couldn't help but wonder, based on that interview, if what's happening up there, as above, so below, you know, I mean, what they're doing up there has to reflect in some way. And then you listen to people like Dr. Jack Cruise, where he's even saying it all goes together, whether it's the Wi-Fi, the blue screens, the lack of sunlight, which is why they, you know, they can't have you with all the healing frequencies coming from the sun. Because, you know, we need to be puppets. We need to be slaves. And I can't help. Have you ever considered that maybe all of this might be one synergistic effort to make us just a bunch of freaking zombies?
100%. What 100%. I can tell you, sunscreen causes cancer. And I've had multiple skin cancers in my life. And I used to be, my parents grew up bathing me in it. I wore it all the time. Now I don't use any sunscreen. I take methylene blue, and I'm on, you know, I take my regular supplements and all this kind of stuff. And I go and bake in the sun as much as possible. I never get burned. Methylene blue is a wonderful protection for your skin. And it's giving me everything I need so that my skin can process, you know, my melanin can process the sun. I have a skin cancer that I'm almost done getting rid of on the end of my nose. I've been battling it for like 3 years. I didn't know what it was. At first, I thought it was a zit. And I was like, oh, I got a zit on the end of my nose. No, it wasn't that. Kept coming back, it would scab over and bleed. It was really annoying. Guess what? I started using ivermectin paste, $8 a tube from Tractor Supply. It's harder to get there now because people have caught on. I've been putting it on the end of my nose. That sucker's almost all gone. It's just like a very faint pink on the tip of my nose. But that, you know, it was raised, it was scabbing, it was bleeding. It was a nightmare. Trying to do TV with that, you can imagine that was a whole lot of fun. You had the makeup you had to put on to cover it up. Now I'm like, I don't have to do that anymore because I treated it the last couple, 3 months, and ivermectin did it. So the healing modalities that are on this earth are here because God gave them to us. He wouldn't give us a sun to kill us. I mean, what's the point of that? Why create man if you're going to put a fireball in the sky and burn us up? That's that. I mean, just stop and think about it logically for a second. Everything we've been told is a lie. And so, you know, yeah, they're now blocking the sun because that's a healing modality. They're poisoning our food because that's our life force. They're definitely going to now, you know, the Chinese are here. And sorry, that's Chinese. Bill Gates is here buying up farmland. It's not for the farms. It's for the water rights. They're going to take that from us too. They're doing everything they can to exterminate us. And they told us they wanted that with that stupid, you know, effigy, the Georgia Guidestones. It's now gone, thank God. But, you know, they're still, they're now have all these resources underground. They've been storing seeds for years. So, you know, Billy, you tell me. I mean, are we crazy? I don't think so. The signs are all there. They're not hiding what they're doing. We're just not looking deep enough.
Yeah, but to that point, it's like, okay, so you're blocking out the sun and you're telling everybody to go out there, wear sunglasses, which is the worst thing you could possibly. Okay, so you're aware of that.
Yeah, I don't wear them anymore.
Yeah, I used to wear them just like everybody else. And as a farmer, you know, everything they would tell us to do, the dermatologist, oh, don't be out in the sun. I am now doing the polar opposite. And as I get older and older and older, I'm doing the polar opposite and I'm doing better than I ever have by doing the very opposite of what they're saying. But, you know, it's kind of tough. It's getting to the point now where I'm like, okay, what do I do? Because they're blocking out the sun nearly every single week. Now, we had three solid days up here, almost consecutive, which was kind of freaky. Now, how crazy is it? How crazy is the world where I think it's unusual for us to have days with no streaks, but they're being more slick about it now because everybody thinks they're looking at a blue sky, but honestly, and they're doing it at night and people don't even realize it. And they're using a different recipe like Dane talked about and Ariana Masters talked about.
Can you elaborate on that recipe? Because I've noticed the change and I know they're doing it at night. But when I wake up, there's just this gray haze now. I don't see the sun. You can sort of see it coming up behind this sort of veil of grayness. Yeah. So what can you expand on that? Because I haven't heard it yet. I got to go watch some Dane videos and maybe you can kind of give me the shortcut for dummies.
Well, no, it's not just Dane. It's a number of others also. They were talking about how Ariana is really the expert on this because she's watching the plane traffic and these and the NEXRAD radar towers, which is also working in conjunction with all the stuff that's happening. So it's a trifecta. They're hitting you with the chemtrails at night, and they're using a recipe that doesn't completely block out the sky. It's almost translucent. And so you're thinking, okay, well, it's just a haze. It'll burn off or whatever, but it doesn't burn off. Mm-mm. So they're doing that, and they're overlaying it with the NEXRAD radar towers, it somehow works.
And it's squiggly lines. The white clouds have those lines, those wavy lines. Yep. You can see the frequency in it.
Yep. Every single time you see that, you know they are going. And worse yet, the two worst places in the country, I just happen to own property in both, is the entire state of Texas and Western North Carolina and East Tennessee. Those are the places that are hardest hit last time I spoke to her. And my wife was on the phone with me. And we were talking to her, trying to find out, okay, what do we do? Where do we go? And of course, I'm coming up with options. But yeah, so they're being slick about it, even in the places where people are really starting to notice the sky isn't. People have forgotten what the blue is supposed to look like. Mm-hmm. And so now, like you said, you wake up in the morning and it's that haze, but they've already been doing it at night, but it's a different recipe. Of course, nobody knows exactly what it is. We just know it's high amounts of barium, aluminum, strontium, all these other things. But the biggest, scariest, creepiest part of all this are probably the nanobots that they're putting in there. Now, that would have sounded like a bridge too far 10 years ago, maybe even 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But now we know that it's complete. I mean, yeah, Dr. Anna Mihalchik, who is literally looking at this stuff under the microscope and figuring out ways. Of course, she's using EDTA chelation, which we do pretty regular around here. High doses of vitamin C and things like that. And of course, one of the antidotes also is using the sunlight, according to Dr. Cruz, using the sunlight. But if we all live in places where they're blocking it out, so we're going to have to come up with some options, Anne. And as far as I know, you're the only one I know that's seriously doing anything in terms of trying to come up with, you know, a trust. I'd never even considered that. But man, if that works out.
Well, I mean, there's a guy I know, he goes by the name Jeep, and great guy. I hope he watches. I'm going to send him a link because he's just awesome. He sends me stuff all the time, and he was parked outside of, was it Tillis, I think, Air Force Base in Oklahoma. Is that sound right?
Yeah, that's
yeah, what Tillis. There. Yeah, and he says, and he was sending me pictures. Unfortunately, he must have had an old cell phone or something. His camera wasn't very, I didn't zoom in clearly. He must have had an old iPhone or whatever. But the point I'm making is he sat there and he watched those planes take off, and he sent me satellite images and all this stuff. And he claims that's where they're making a lot of the stuff that the, you know, is put in these chemtrails. So the potash and whatever all the other mixture, the components are. And he showed me the whole schematics and where the planes come up, they fill up the tanks. And he said he watches these tankers take off all the time. And he said Oklahoma would get sprayed to hell and back. And, you know, they were going in both directions. So he sat there in his motorhome for a long time, you know, just, you know, documenting this stuff. But you would think, well, if that's the case, you know, I'm not advocating for violence because I never advocate for violence. But then I wonder sometimes, Billy, you know, there's got to be people with serious PTSD that have a sense of humor failure about stuff like this. And you never know what happens after that point when you just get mad enough, you take matters into your own hands. But why our government would continue to do this, and why the state governments and people in state government would permit this because they have children that live on the same state that's getting sprayed, to me is mind blowing. And so this is why I'm thinking we can't even turn to them because they're all on the take. They're getting paid off to look the other way, or they're just stupid. So I think the only thing we have left to do is to try and put our country, our state into a trust, and to then sue the crap out of the government and sue the crap out of the DOD. And we need to take the Doge, you know, hounds and anybody like Data Republican, Super Sleuths, any of these really smart people that can know how to dig really well. Anybody that's a digger needs to be digging in and finding these contracts that are buried under shell games and shell games and shell games, because that's how they're doing it. They're burying this stuff. And it's just, it's that's what it's going to take. And we just have to keep suing from one entity to the next, to the next, to the next, until you get to that guy. And we should really just shut the agency down, which would, and the NGO, you know, stop funding these NGOs through the agencies. You know, USAID was a big help, but I think there's more. There's a lot more money out there. I mean, $21 trillion has gone missing, according to Catherine Austin Fitz. You know, I'm sure a lot of it went underground building this infrastructure, but they still have black budgets that are funded. And that money has been stolen for so many years. It's been making more money somewhere else. You know, we're talking quadrillions, for God's sakes, probably at this point. Who the hell knows how much we're talking about?
Well, we better get onto it pretty quick, because according to that Deagle report, you know, I'm not sure. Okay, so the Deagle report, I
didn't it modify? I haven't looked at it lately. It was like it modified, right?
Yeah, it was modified. So under that Deagle report, you know, it was, we'll call it even prophesied, you know, by the end of 2025 that America's population would be from 335 million down to 100 million. And then the modification was down to 70 million. And if you look at it, and I hypothesized a while back, and I'm afraid I'm actually right. If you overlay the countries in the Deagle report with all of the countries that are being heavily sprayed right now, you will see a correlation that'll blow your frickin' mind.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And nobody, I mean, to my knowledge, I was the first one to do it. And I'm like, okay, let me check with Ariana because she knows all this data. And I'm like, the very same countries in the Deagle report that are having these massive population collapses, all of them, every single one of them are heavily, heavily sprayed, whether it's the United States, Canada, Western Europe, parts of China. I mean, you know, there are places where there are no chemtrails, and none of those have any of these population declines that are predicted in the Deagle report. So, yeah, I don't know if that's breaking news, but I think we better start standing up and kicking some butt, because honestly, at the end of this, I mean, I don't even know what it takes. I'm starting to wonder if starvation is the only antidote at this point. I mean, do you have any hope? Do you have any hope in the American people ever waking up to this?
I think they're awake, and I think fifth generation warfare is so epic right now. There is so much coming at people. There is so much news. I mean, look, the internet's the good news, bad news. You can get content for days. There's no shortage of content, and people are so distracted with TikTok and Instagram. While there's some really valuable stuff out there, there's a lot of BS out there too. And, you know, people are still waiting for the white hats to save them. I'm sorry, folks, you're the white hats. If you want your asses saved, you're going to have to get off your ass and get out from behind the keyboard. Use that keyboard to generate some lawsuits and to go to your state legislature and demand that they help you. And if they don't, I mean, literally do a sit-in, don't leave. And I mean, look, Everybody got pardoned for J6. Go sit outside your state, let your state house and, you know, hold a press conference on the steps. I've done it. I was in Massachusetts last month, raging like the machine with some, you know, major people out there about child protective services. We had a DOJ press conference. We rage out. We publicly have to rage and get their attention and say, this is what's, you know, this is what we want. This is what we're demanding. And then we got to follow it up with notices, affidavits, and we got to follow it up with lawsuits. Because if we don't, all we're doing is just complaining into the ether. And that's not doing jack crap, as you know, because they're still up there spraying away. And like you said, Billy, they're not doing it everywhere. So I think it's incumbent upon people to look at the Deagle report and determine where the populations are not collapsing and maybe and look at where they're not spraying and go, maybe I should consider potentially if I want to live as a human being, protect my family, and maybe I need to relocate. And I know that's not in everybody's financial wherewithal to do, but we may need to start thinking like that because, Billy, you're the first person I've heard overlay the chemtrail maps with the Deagle report, and it makes 100% sense. I'm not even going to question it. I'm taking it for fact because something has to be generating the Deagle report.
Yeah, sounds like they knew this was all going to happen. I mean,
yep.
People have hypothesized that maybe, it, you know, is it the result of the jabs? I think they have this down to such a science that it would blow our minds. But hey, let me do a 180 on you because it would be a shame to have you on this show and not ask you about the latest breaking news that just happened because you jogged my memory when you brought it up. You were at the Capitol up in Massachusetts talking about, you know, the stuff going on with our kids. Well, speaking of which, Diddy just got... okay, I figure I'd get you fired up with this one. I got to ask you because there's no way you don't know about it. What are your thoughts? I mean, we got Harold and Kumar over at the FBI. Not a single freaking arrest. Not the Epstein files that we were promised. You got Pam Blondie up there talking about she's seen all these videos. And then Harold and Kumar come out and tell us, oh, no, we don't really have anything. Oh, we're going to drop the video. We get absolutely nothing. What are your thoughts on all of this stuff?
It's disgusting. I'm totally disgusted that he got charged on two counts of which were hypocritical because they were talking about prostitution and trafficking, but he didn't get charged on the RICO stuff of trafficking. Instead, it's like, wait a minute, but trafficking for prostitution is not the same as trafficking. Okay. I don't know. Make it make sense. Whatever. You've got his supporters acting like complete and utter morons, running around half naked, smearing oil on themselves outside the courthouse, looking like just, I don't know what. I mean, just conduct unbecoming of decent human beings there. But this is what we're seeing. You're seeing, you know, the White House summons some of the biggest social media influencers to the White House, get handed a binder within days of Pam Scam Blondie becoming the attorney general. And it's the Epstein binder, of which we've all have copies of what's in that stupid binder, right? It was the Epstein right. list. We've had that for years. Who doesn't have a copy of that? Hello, that PDF's been out forever. No news there. And then it goes completely dormant, quiet. And then we hear she's looking at truckloads of stuff. And then it's nothing. And then zero. We've heard nothing since then. But what we've seen now are the same countries that are controlled by the Mossad and by the City of London are being bitch slapped into trying to go to war with other countries that aren't on the central bank system. And we're bombing other countries that aren't on the central bank system. And it's the same playbook over and over and over. Hey, look, I'm not an Iran apologist by any stretch of the means. I feel sorry for the people of Iran, but I don't feel sorry for their government. Their government's utterly corrupt, as is ours, as is Israel's, as is the UK's, as is France, as is Germany, and on and on and on. So we're looking at corrupt regimes everywhere. And it's all about a power struggle for trade and oil supplies and all this kind of stuff. And it's collateralization of the debt that these Western central bank countries have gotten themselves into with the fiat currency. So the C. Diddy, who has definitely, you now know this Epstein boomerang, the reason it got they rendered this, you know, the outcome that it did. I guarantee you this Epstein boomerang took off some people's heads and made the Diddy people stand clean down. And you have Maureen Comey. Come on.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, come on, Billy. It's like you knew how this stuff was going to end. It's like I'm not even surprised. It's just like more disgust, more of the same. And the bread and circuses that are going to distract us with this big, beautiful bill, and that you've got Massey getting 10 other members of Congress now to defect and vote no against the big, beautiful bill is kind of ironic. I'm almost wondering, is Musk funding them with some dark MAGA money somewhere in their political coffers. So we have total mayhem right now to distract from the Diddy outcome. There's just, I don't know. I feel like the White House is trying to control some of the influencers so they can control the narrative. But the same token, I don't think we're getting the truth anywhere. I really don't. Yeah. Except that we're watching people like Diddy not get, he should be executed. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm going to say,
I'm right here with you.
Children, come on, dude.
That's where I draw the line. You start messing with kids, I mean, I'm done. But I've gotten to the point now, and it was like I heard Michael Yon once say, this is a dog king, that all these puppets that dog we have king. In government are dog kings, that it's gotten to the point where they don't even care that we know. It's like,
no,
we're going to rape kids, we're going to murder kids, we're going to do unthinkable things on Epstein Island. Yeah. You're never going to know about it. We don't care that you know, but we're going to spray you in broad daylight. We're going to send your boys and girls over there to die for the next, you know, banker's war, because all wars, as you said, are banker's wars, an absolute fact.
Yeah.
You know, they don't even care that we know at this point. I mean, what gives you hope at the end of the day? I mean, because I know, like, I spend most of my days farming and doing things related to farming. And I'll be honest with you, a lot of the show prep I do for this show, I get from your X channel. So, there's a handful of people out there. And folks, if you're not subscribed over there, you might want to check, because honestly, I'm using you as a news aggregate for me to find out what's important in the world. But I mean, when you're knee deep in this stuff, I mean, how do you stay grounded, and what's helping you keep your sanity in all this?
Well, I at the end of the day, God. I mean, that's the big grand sweeping answer. As long as I feel like, you know, sometimes you feel like this is futile, you know, your fight's futile. You're not going to get justice in the mortal here on earth. But, you know, I feel like when you are right with God, you know Jesus, and you walk in that fashion, look, it's his timing. I may not get to see Nancy Pelosi swing. I may not to see Hillary Clinton swing. I may not see any of it. But at the end of the day, I do know where they're going. And I really hope I know where I'm going. And I believe I know where you're going. So we just have to continue to do the good works and let the chips fall where they may. And just know that at the end of this, someone else is making that judgment call. And it's not me and you. So if it doesn't happen before I leave the planet, I know it's going to happen when they leave the planet. Now, I will say this much. Knowing people like you, knowing people like Michael Yon and Pat Miletich and the people that you're working with and all the great friends that I have in this movement, my great co-founder Maureen Steele has just been a godsend, Dr. Jane Ruby, many, many others. My good friend Liz Croken, by the way, she is going to have an X-Space tonight. I think it's 8:45. She's doing an X-Space on the Diddy trial. She was on Benny Johnson today, and she's like, hey, the story's not over. There's 70 more people that are going to be bringing criminal charges against Diddy. So he's not out of the woodwork yet. I hope to God that means that guy's never going to get out of jail. He may have skated on two charges here. Maybe there's more coming and it's not over. I pray. But until we see resolution on Epstein and we get to the bottom of that on this criminal conspiracy called our government, and we find out how all that has unwinds, I'm not going to be satisfied. I'm going to continue to hound that until the cows come home. And frankly, we gave President Trump a mandate, Billy. We gave him a mandate on 5 November to say, hey, man, we want accountability for J6, for Russia, for all the nonsense, for COVID. We want it all. And for God's sakes, Epstein was in the middle of a lot of that stuff. So, you know, let's go. So, you know, that's where I sit. But I stay positive because of the man upstairs.
So last question. Are we ever going to see an arrest on any of the above from the FBI?
I don't know. I wish I could say, yes, we are, but I honestly don't know. I mean, you know, Kash Patel, no, it was Dan Bongino the other day, put out a cryptic message. I forget what he said, but the last thing at the end of it, he said was, I'll see you guys on the other side. Okay. Is that supposed to give us some hope in some 17th letter format? Like there's another side, you know, what does that even mean? You know what I'm saying? It just don't say anything at all. You know, if you're just not going to, every day he's like, we're happy to be delivering. We arrested another Tesla terrorist. It's like, oh, come on. You know, now they have arrested some child traffickers. They've arrested actually a lot. So they are doing things, but what we expect, real accountability for the scumbags in the district of corruption, that dumpster fire that has been raging and burning for decades now, just spitting us up and chewing us out, you know, like we're nothing, giving us no due process, not hearing us. I mean, the Supreme Court wouldn't, I just got to mention this, this blows my mind. The Supreme Court denied a writ of certiorari to be heard, to have a case heard in Fick versus Facebook last week. Third time this guy brought it at the Supreme Court. It was a censorship Section 230 case. Brilliantly written case. I can't even say enough about it. We wrote an amicus brief on it. General Flynn's organization wrote an amicus brief. Another guy, David Morgan, wrote. The signers on my amicus brief included, you know, Lara Logan, Sidney Powell, Colonel McGregor, and many, many others. Like 35 signers. Hell, I should have called you. I know you would have signed it. The point I'm making is the Supreme Court wouldn't even take up that writ, a petition, to hear an really lock solid, the only case on Section 230 in the pipeline now. And they, you know what they replaced it with? You're going to love this.
Oh, this is
another First Amendment case on religious freedom on the rights of a Rastafarian in prison. Because, you know, they represent so many millions of Americans to have dreadlocks while in prison. Because that is more important than your free speech that represents 350 million Americans, Billy. But hey, it's a corporate agency up there now. It's captured. What can I say? This is our country. Unbelievable.
And my dead man and don't even know it. I mean, come on, man. We're worried about some. Oh, my goodness. This, you know what? If you overlay this with ancient Rome, this is exactly how it went down. I mean, I'm expecting Caligula's horse to be running thing here before long. I mean, at this.
Behold the pale horse. No, behold Caligula's horse.
I'm waiting for it at any day now. So, Ann, how does everybody get a hold of you? Not necessarily a hold of you, but do they contact you?
AnnVandersteel.com. I've got contacts in there. You can email me directly there. You know, it has all my social media links. You can find me on X and Instagram and Getter and Truth and all that stuff. So just hook up with me on AnnVandersteel.com.
Folks, you definitely want to check her out on X. Like I said, she's one of the people I use when I'm in a rush. Even when I'm not in a rush, I'm like, okay. It's usually, I'm not subscribed to a whole lot of people on X. So it's usually your stuff and Dr. Jane and maybe five other people that pop up in there. And with yours, I know when I'm like, okay, I can just go through this and bam, I'm going to get a real good, I know what I need to be focused on for the day. So I can't thank you enough for all you do out there, for all of us out there. It's been a joy to get to know you. And folks, go check her out. You're going to be glad you did.
Thanks, Billy. Right, I'm so glad to know you. God bless you. And thank you for all the work you're doing to clean the soils. I mean, it's just so necessary. It's going to be an ongoing war, man.
That's what I'm talking about, y'all. Look, she didn't disappoint. Until next time, stay alert, stay alive.
From the smallest sprout to harmony begins in the cycle of life. For the magic's alive, tune it to the beat, feel the fire and thrive. So much wisdom.